Jim and I did not ever convert anybody. Now, our mission's point is the evangelism of India is up to the Indians. That's not for us to come and say what you should be. That's the Indians' role. We just served whatever the Indian church wanted us to do. That's what we did. And we had to be willing to stop doing one thing and doing another one, move when needed. The policy of the Indian church was that missionaries were given service projects, but the pastors and the evangelists were to be Indians. When we signed on as missionaries, in a sense, it was like joining a religious order. We agreed to take our orders from the Indian church, to take our salary from the American church, which of course meant more money, which we handled in our own way. And Jim was part-time teacher, part-time chaplain. My work would be living in the midst of wherever I was and whatever unfolded in that setting, rather than following a pattern of going out and giving pamphlets and things like that. So that living in the midst was the phrase that they used in the mission at that time.